Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can take control of the airwaves. We're kicking off the third hour of the program. Coming up is Walmart going to be launching their own cryptocurrency. Bonnie's got a story about that on the way, but first we're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. In the last hour, we were talking about the supply chain issues, a lot of which, of course, are all due to the government. Government regulations, government mandates, government vaccine mandates, you name it. All this stuff is compiling together to basically make it completely undesirable to be a professional driver in this country. At least that's the way I understand the situation. But we actually have an actual driver on the line with us here. Dean is calling us from Missouri. Dean, are you on the road or are you at home?
No, I'm at home.
He's at home. He's listening to us on our affiliate there in Sullivan, Missouri, KTUI. Dean, what did you want to share with this, you know, with our audience tonight?
I just heard you all talking about underestimation of the amount of truckers that are going to Ottawa. This is it's been going on for days. There are truckers from all over Canada heading to Ottawa. I watch YouTube video of helicopters and drone footage.
Mm-hmm.
There are at one point up to 11 different convoys converging. One estimate was 150 kilometers long.
Wow.
And there are trucks being ferried from Nova Scotia, Newfoundland. The trucks that are, you know, heading there are bobtail. There are, all of them aren't hauling trailers, so mm-hmm. you can have a lot more trucks in convoys not hauling loads. Plus, it's not only trucks, but it's everyday people that are, you know, in their
normal vehicles
that are in these convoys. So, yes, these are a lot of vehicles in the, as far as the United States truckers that are consolidating with them behind them, they're full well knowing they aren't probably going to get across the border.
Yep.
But they're going to block all of the borders, and there are multiple crossings into Canada from the U.S. So their plan is to just simply set in the highways and block them. So yeah, this is big.
That's crazy.
They are already estimating that it's broken the Guinness Book of World Record on length of the convoys.
Wow.
Well, there's no doubt that it's big. I didn't want to sound like we were downplaying it. I was just questioning, like, we've heard 70 kilometers long. You just said 150 kilometers long. And I believe those claims. I don't believe the claim that there's 60,000 trucks, though. I mean, that's just like a third of the entire trucker population of Canada.
Yeah, but why wouldn't a third of the entire trucker population of Canada want to do something like this, is what I'm asking. Because I think that they would. It's like basically they this or lose your job.
What do you think, Dean?
Well, even the ones who are vaccinated are showing consolidation behind the others.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they're just following in line, you know, just because they're vaccinated, that doesn't mean that they aren't, you know, fully behind the truckers who aren't. This isn't just about the vaccination.
Mm-hmm.
This is about the right to choose.
Absolutely.
And there's also there's also a lot of support in these convoys on the drilling that has been shut down in Canada from the pipelines going into the U.S. So this is a combination U.S.-Canadian demonstration that's going on. They're all consolidating behind one another. So, yeah,
where's
it's big.
The best place? Is there a good professional driver news website that you go to get updates? Because we obviously can't trust the mainstream media to do any reporting. I was actually surprised that Reuters even mentioned it. There was a story we reported on a couple of
There's
days ago.
One on YouTube called Mother Trucker. I'm serious. Mother Trucker. And they're all forming different websites, even donation sites to where people can donate to supply fuel and food and lodging for all these people. You know, it's just not trucks. There's a lot of just normal everyday Canadians who are involved in this. All of the crossings as far as overpasses they come to and the side roads, the farmers, people are coming out waving their flags by the thousands. I mean, this is big. It's really big.
Well, give me that YouTube channel. Can you spell it exactly? Because there's a Mother Trucker, which hasn't had a video in 4 years. So that's obviously not the right one.
It's a M-O-T-H-A trucker.
Two words or one word?
Two words.
Two words.
So as a professional trucker, do you know anybody that is planning on going up there or?
Only from what I've seen from several states. I mean, you're even looking at states out west. Bunches of them from California. I've heard they're consolidating from states like Nevada and Montana. So the more the word gets out, the more it spreads so that, you know, will entail more truckers from the U.S. going up to the border.
I think YouTube is... I think they may be basically scrubbing this channel. I cannot find it with.
I wasn't able to find it
with a search. If you could do me a favor, Dean, since you're at home, you're not on the road right now. Send me an email if you can with just some of the best professional driver news links. Where are we going to find the best updates on this? Because I want to stay on top of this. I want to see what happens. I definitely All right. want this to be a success. So can I give you my email
Yeah.
address and then you can shoot that over to me? All right, it's Ian, that's I-A-N, at freetalklive.com. And just send me over the Mother Trucker link or whatever else you got, whatever you check on a regular basis. Because I know there's some good trucker news websites out there. I just haven't, you know, I don't go all the time, so I don't know offhand what the best ones are. So if you can help me with that, I sure would appreciate it.
Give me your address again
sure,
one more time.
It's Ian, I-A-N, that's my first name, at freetalklive.com. Name of the show, .com. So Ian at freetalklive.com, and send that on over. Now, I've got a question for you, Dean, since we got you on the line here. Are you working still, or are you, like, you know, semi-retired, taking time off? What's your status?
Oh, I'm not working. I'm disabled, actually.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but you still so you aren't out because of all the mandates. Do you think that's a big reason why there are just not enough people on the road? There are not enough drivers right now to take cargo containers out from the ports. Is it simply because the government of the various different states and the United States Department of Transportation and such has made life just that much more difficult on these drivers? Is that why they're just
It's a combination of what I call the perfect storm for a disaster that's come about. I mean, look at it. They're defunding police forces. Police forces are hurt on numbers. You've got looting of the railroads now in California there. So when they do get product loaded, you know, the railways are taking a lot more of the freight for, you know, take pressure off of the trucking industry, because the trucking industry has been hurt for years as far as competition between companies and underpaying their drivers. Mm-hmm. And the workforce, as far as the truckers go, the aged work force. They're, you know, just not keeping up. There's
so a lot of guys are getting older, they're retiring, and there aren't enough young guys coming in to replace
them. No, they aren't taking over. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now you're even seeing they're trying to relax the age limits on who can drive.
Dean, do you have time to keep this conversation going? Can you hang on with us?
Sure.
Stand by. More with Dean. He's a retired trucker. There's more on the way. It's Free Talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Averoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about the situation that the trucking industry, professional drivers out there that basically make your life by bringing all of the wonderful things in the world to you as soon as they possibly can. Thank goodness for them. But we've got Dean on the line calling from his home in Missouri, and he's explaining to us some of the challenges facing the trucking industry today. And the challenges he's been going through so far have been challenges before COVID, like the fact that a lot of truckers are older. And they're not being replaced by the same numbers of younger truckers. So the industry is shrinking as far as the number, physical numbers of people that are willing to enter into it. With you in the studio tonight, by the way, it's Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We are brought to you by Intercoin, and Intercoin has been helping businesses and organizations launch their own currency or raise money using their own token. In fact, Intercoin now has launched its investor token worldwide, and you can get it on the X Markets Exchange, exmarkets.com. All you need to sign up there is an email address, and you'll keep your privacy intact with that sign up. You can also deposit dozens of different cryptos, including Bitcoin, to xmarkets.com, trade them for Tether, and then use that Tether to buy ITR, which is the Intercoin Investor Token. You can learn more about the Intercoin vision at intercoin.org and buy or sell ITR over at xmarkets.com. That's exmarkets.com. And Dean has been kind enough to stay on the line with us here as we go back to him calling from his home there in Missouri, listening to KTUI. And Dean, you were just kind of explaining to us why it is that there just aren't enough drivers on the roads right now to move the products that are waiting at the shipyards. Now we know that there's 109 or so cargo ships out west of out in the Pacific Ocean, basically waiting to move their cargo into the U.S. There's just not enough truck drivers to pick it up. And you were identifying some of the problems, some of the challenges that that you know have existed. One of them being the fact that there just aren't enough younger guys coming in to replace the retiring drivers. And that's one of them. But didn't all of the problems facing trucking get worse in just the last 2 years due to things like vaccine mandates? Haven't there been a lot of drivers who've just thrown up their hands in frustration and said, you know what, I'll do something else with my time?
Sure, but I am not an ex-trucker.
Oh.
I'm an ex-Walmart warehouse employee. I was an unloader, so I unloaded trucks.
I see. So you were working with the drivers every day hearing the stories. I got you.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Oh, yeah, and there's truckers in my family. Mm-hmm. I mean, my gosh, there's three or four of them in my family, so...
Well, what are they saying?
I'm well aware of.
How many of your family members are still on the roads? Do you know of drivers who have just said, you know what, I'm not getting behind the wheel with all these crazy mandates. I'm not getting this shot. Screw this.
Oh, things have been going downhill for the independent trucker for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't just start with this, but I'm, you know, looking at what's going on now, where they're getting hammered from all directions.
Right.
And now they want to, you know, compile onto them mandates of wearing masks and vaccinations, and they just, you know, enough's enough. That's why you're seeing what's going on right now going on. They've got it. They've got to the point where, like I said, enough is enough, and they're, you know, they're at the end of their rope. You know, basically, they've said enough's enough.
Yeah, and now you're watching closely the situation in Canada, where there are maybe as many as several thousand truckers. Some are estimating way more, which seems a little unrealistic, but it does seem like a lot. It does seem like a record number of truckers coming together. They're converging on Ottawa, Canada. Have you heard any rumblings about anything similar happening here in the United States? We know that they tried this in Australia a few months ago, and it basically fizzled out. There was really not much that came of it. Are you hearing anything at all?
Well, this, I think, I heard it from what I was watching on YouTube, where the different truckers come together and were discussing this. And the way they put it was, usually what happens is if a situation is bad enough, it'll trickle down from the U.S. into Canada simply because we're, you know, so much more population, manufacturing, right. products being shipped into Canada. But it's they said it's kind of an odd thing. You're seeing what's happening trickle down from Canada to the U.S.
Well, I think part of the reason for that is that Canada is that much worse, right? The Canadian governments are way more restrictive. Quebec, for instance, has put in a curfew within the last several weeks. It's insane right now. You mentioned Walmart. We saw something in the news today in Quebec. They are now requiring unvaccinated customers to wait in a little pen. So they have these metal pens, and there's like plexiglass all on three sides of this pen. So imagine
somebody has to go get your stuff and bring it to you.
Like animals.
No, they're not getting your stuff and bring it to you. What they're doing is you're waiting in this pen if you're an unvaccinated customer, and again, you're surrounded by plexiglass, and then when a Walmart security agent is available, they will then come to your pen and a accompany you as you shop throughout the store.
That actually might be old because there was a thing that came out like 2 days ago when the curfew came out that you can't go into stores if they're bigger than a certain amount of square feet if you're unvaccinated.
Maybe there's a exemption for Walmart or something. I don't know. Maybe these are old, Bonnie, but I just started seeing the photos within the last 2 days on that. So Canada is way worse than the U.S. And, of course, usually wherever tyranny clamps down the hardest is usually where people finally get fed up. They finally are willing to take a risk. They're willing to do something they otherwise never would have done because, I mean, these drivers are taking a significant risk. If they're going to go and block the roads in Ottawa, which, as I understand it, is the goal essentially to shut down access to that city and give the government something to think about, and maybe they'll change something. I mean, they're optimistic about that.
The site I was looking at, they estimate they have enough of them to completely encircle the entire region and block all accesses to and from the entire area with trucks.
Shut down
the entire road system.
If there's that many trucks, and it looks like there may be that many, then, I mean, the only response from the government's going to be to bring in the military. I mean, that would be the only thing they could do besides actually let up on the restrictions. And so hopefully it won't get violent and it won't get crazy.
But even the police, you know, a lot of them are on the trucker's side. There was a female constable who is in danger of being reprimanded right now because she made a statement in support of what the truckers are doing. And now she's worried about having, you know, something happen to her from her superior.
Dean, like I said, shoot me over that email if you get a chance. I'd be curious to see what you're looking at. That way we can follow it.
So you're looking at the healthcare workers are supporting them, the police,
we'll see. We'll see about the police. Color me skeptical on the police, but stand by, Dean. I'm going to check in with you here in just a moment. There's more coming up. If you want to weigh in, you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. This is Free Talk Live.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is retiring. President Joe Biden earlier Wednesday said he hasn't heard from the justice.
There has been no announcement from Justice Breyer. Let him make whatever statement he's going to make, and I'll be happy to talk about it later.
The 83-year-old Breyer leans toward the left, but his departure won't change the conservative advantage on the court. A requirement to get vaccinated against COVID-19 kicks in Thursday for millions of healthcare workers in about half of U.S. states. The mandate will start in states that did not challenge the Biden administration rule. The mandate will take effect later in February for the other states that had filed lawsuits. Earlier this month, the U.S. Supreme Court lifted injunctions that had put the vaccine mandate on hold. You're listening to USA Radio News. The FDA has blocked Florida from using alternate COVID-19 drugs.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly without any notice or clinical data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell backed up his group's idea that an interest rate hike in March is likely. The belief is that a slightly higher rate might help slow inflation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live phones are open. You can dial to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. If you are in the professional driver industry and you want to weigh in on what's happening out there, whether it be the protest that is heading towards, and according to Dean, who called in, who knows a lot of people in the trucking industry, having worked at a Walmart, you know, express or one of their centers, distribution warehouses, he's got people in his family that are in the industry, so he's following that situation fairly closely. He says apparently some of the drivers are already in Ottawa, so they've already made it to the destination, which they're expected to converge on Ottawa on the 29th, so they're already there 3 days early. And they're honking their horns and they're making themselves known. It's going to be a very interesting situation. It's Ian, by the way, with you.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're going to continue with your calls and thoughts. And then, Bonnie, you're going to tell us about the Walmart coin. Is there going to be a Walmart cryptocurrency? We'll find out more about that on the way. But first, we've got Richard calling from New Mexico. Richard, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. Here in New Mexico, in the last couple of days, we had a female massage parlor owner or worker that got murdered by an 18-year-old person.
Oh, no.
And I am in favor for New Mexico of bringing back the death penalty.
Oh, no. Richard, why?
Hmm. Well, if New Mexico had a deterrent and I was a psychopath or something, I might be tempted to commit murder knowing that I was going to probably get off with a lighter sentence
Well, you know, life in prison isn't exactly a light sentence.
That's what I was going to say. They already are only doing the murdering because they are expecting not to get, or, you know, hoping not to get caught and go to jail.
Yeah, a lot of murders are, of course, crimes of passion. They're not really planned out. Very rarely are we dealing with a first-degree murder, which is a pre-planned situation. Mm-hmm. Usually it's somebody just, you know, they encounter a situation and something happens. But, Richard, you know, haven't you heard two wrongs don't make a right?
Well, yes, New Mexico seems to have a revolving door for giving criminals lighter sentences, slaps on the wrist and everything else. And also, since April of 1989, I have spent 20 years in prison as an inmate. And before that, I spent 3.5 years as a corrections officer at the same prison where I was doing time at.
Wow. I'm sure we could get into your history here, but I want to focus on the issue at hand, which is that I get that a lot of people are concerned with sentences being too light for certain things. However, you do understand, Richard, that there have been we know of hundreds of people who have been let free from being convicted for various different crimes with victims who were found later on, sometimes decades later, oh, whoops, we got the wrong guy. Oh, whoops, the evidence was fabricated by the police. Whoops, the prosecutor lied. They withheld exculpatory evidence. So many different reasons why these people are literally being turned loose because they weren't the person who did the crime, but they were sentenced to their lives in prison. If they had been killed due to the death penalty, they would not be able to be let out. You would have killed. These people would have been the wrong people who would have had their lives taken from them. So in my mind, the number one reason to not have the death penalty is because people are not perfect, and people make huge mistakes, whether it be the police, the prosecutors, the juries, whoever we're talking about. And in some cases, the prosecutors and the police aren't making mistakes. They're literally trying to frame the wrong person.
Yeah.
But humans are fallible.
Oh, very much so, but it's a small percentage of convicts that get wrongly committed.
How would you feel if it was your son?
Well, when they're found innocent, they all get monetary settlements.
Not always.
Not if they're killed?
Yeah, not if they're dead.
Does it matter?
I don't trust the government. The government is just a group of people who have no incentive to do their jobs correctly. I do not trust them with people's lives. That's why I don't think they should be sending people to war, and that's why I don't think that there should be any death penalties.
I also would like to say the U.S. has the largest population of incarcerated individuals. So I have a hard time believing that they're not giving people harsh enough sentences when they're already incarcerating people for absolutely nothing.
Yeah, and when he says, oh, it's a small percentage of people that are getting put away for, you know, not committing or, you know, being framed or whatever. Mm-hmm. We have the biggest, like you said, most people incarcerated, so it's like probably way bigger than any other country.
Thank you, Richard, for the call tonight. Yeah, I just... People are fallible, and if it's your... He didn't have anything to say.
The government is more fallible than, like, the average person, and the reason is they don't have an incentive to do their jobs correctly.
Right, and he didn't have anything to say when I said, well, what if it was your son?
Yeah.
You know, because people have gone to prison wrongfully, and it's easy to just say, oh, well, only a small percentage. Well, again, if it's somebody you care about, all of a sudden, the small percentage matters.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it comes, you know, down to your level, and now you have to deal with your son or your daughter in a prison cell on death row for a crime they didn't commit. Do you want to have them on death row, or do you want to have at least the smidgen of a chance that you might be able to find some new evidence or something comes to light that exonerates them 20 years down the line? I mean, that's still not good, but it's better than putting that person to death.
And either way, if somebody is killed for killing this massage therapist, the massage therapist lady is still going to be dead. It's awful.
That's true.
There's nothing that can bring her back to life.
An eye for an eye, and the whole world's blind.
Yeah, I know I've told this story previously, but it really made an impact on me when I was in jail for civil disobedience the first time back in 2011. I was in the booking area for whatever reason. Like, they would always have us change out. We had to change our, like, jail uniform whenever we would finish working in the kitchen because they don't want you, like, sneaking a knife in your butt crack or something like that. And so, yeah, they always make you bend over and
cough. But how would you do that with a knife?
Well, in theory.
Use your imagination.
Yeah, there's, I'm sure, been some creative attempts before. But, you know, they have the magazines out there. And I was paging through a People magazine and reading this story about a lady who her son and his killer got into, like, some sort of a fight at a party, like a high school party or whatever. They were in their late teens when this happened, and they were fighting over a girl or something stupid like that. And somebody pulled, the dude pulled out a gun, shot this kid to death.
Hi.
And the woman who was his mother forgave the guy.
Wow.
And they ended up having, like, a jail, you know, letters sending back and forth, pen pal, if you will, jail pen pal, and created this relationship, not like a romantic one, but just a human relationship, instead of it being, oh, well, you're this horrible person, oh, and I'm the victim for my whole life, and she forgave her son's killer, and then when he got out of prison, she helped him. And it was just an amazing story about forgiveness and the power of forgiveness, that this woman's life wouldn't have been better if her son's killer, who was, you know, he made a huge mistake.
Yeah.
He wasn't a premeditated Jeffrey Dahmer or something like that. It was a screw-up. It was a really terrible choice. But she had the power within her to forgive him. She made that choice, and her life is better for that. Mm. She's still missing her son, obviously. Nothing can bring that back.
But she's not holding on to anger.
She didn't hold on to the anger. She didn't hold on to the hatred. In fact, she went the reverse direction and showed love to the person who took her son's life. And it was just an amazing story, and one that would have been completely impossible had that killer, the man who killed her son, had he been put to death. It would have just taken another life.
Absolutely. And anger and hatred doesn't hurt the person that you're sending it to. It only hurts the holder of those emotions. So there's no point, you know, she's already experiencing this great loss, just holding on to all of that hate and anger, that's not going to do anything for her. So, and I know it's not easy, but...
No, it's not, but forgiveness is worth it.
I had a therapist that explained it to me, that anger is just like carrying around, everybody that makes you angry hands you a bowling ball, and you're just choosing to carry that bowling ball around and complaining that you're holding the bowling ball, all you have to do is let go.
We continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live, which are coming up. The number is 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. It is Free Talk Live.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join us in the remaining moments, which are now. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Tonight, it's Ian.
It's Bonnie. And Nikki.
And you can join us online anytime you want. We've got a social media site that we are running. Not Big Media or Big Tech. Not Facebook or Twitter, where they get to tell you what you can and can't post. You'll have a lot more freedom to speak if you go and join our site over at social.freetalklive.com. It is a Mastodon-based system, which means it's open source, it's self-hosted, it's federated, which means you're connected with the other Mastodon sites out there, of which there are thousands around the planet. So whether you join ours or another one, I recommend you get off the big media, the big tech sites, and try it out over at social.freetalklive.com. Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Jimmy is on the line in Pennsylvania. Jimmy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey,
just to tack on what you were saying about forgiveness, you know, I truly believe in that, especially as a Christian. And then I just can't really reconcile that with the idea of felonies. I was curious what you all thought of this, basically, in this everlasting punishment, even after you have your sentence, you get out and they let you go and can barely get a job anywhere.
Yeah, I thankfully have avoided becoming a felon, although now I'm facing, I don't know, like half a dozen or more felonies at the moment, thanks to the federal government gang and their Crypto 6 case against me and some of our other co-hosts and friends. And one of our co-hosts, two of our other hosts, who are unfortunately not able to be on the air right now, Mark Edge and Nobody, are also felons, and that means they cannot defend themselves with a gun or many other weapons, actually. They can't keep their families safe. They can't keep their loved ones safe. And as you say, it's hard for a felon to get a job. And, yeah, I mean, if you've done a thing and you've served your time, quote-unquote, or you've paid restitution to the victims or whatever the sentence was, then that should be the end of it. I got to agree with you. I don't think people should have this hanging over their heads.
I think it's really important to also note that imprisonment is not meant for rehabilitation. Or, you know, paying for what you've done.
Oh, but they call it the Department of Corrections.
Yeah, nobody's being corrected. What it's really doing is treating people like animals It's treating the, you know, take stripping their freedoms and other rights, and it almost in some cases makes, I don't want to say makes people worse, mm-hmm. but for lack of better terms, it makes people worse.
Doesn't give you an opportunity to get better.
It certainly doesn't rehabilitate people and make them pay for what they've done. It just...
Let's put bad people together with other bad people.
Yeah, so they can give each other ideas.
Yeah,
you know?
Then have some abusers running the place.
And I've known so many young teenagers who have gone to juvie or, you know, young adults who have gone to jail. And then they really maybe had not done anything that bad, right? Mm. But then they meet all these other criminals
right.
and, you know, all these other people, and they get ideas, and then they meet people, and then when they get out, you know, they start doing other illegal things or other things
sure.
that might not be.
It's also like a free labor camp.
Yeah, there's that, too.
Slavery.
Jimmy, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, I mean, you know, as a teenager, I thank God every day that I got out of that without a felony, you know, just partying and having fun.
Mm-hmm.
But there are a lot of people that I know, especially my significant other, that were not that lucky. And they're going to have to struggle their entire lives. And people that are listening to this that are hardcore conservatives, they got to question whether or not we really need to be doing this to our children.
Yeah.
Especially Christians.
The whole law and order mentality is a real detriment because it basically means that whenever you have this conversation, like you're saying, with the conservatives, they just don't even want to hear it. Felons are bad. Felons bad.
Yeah,
and so they're not even, like, considered humans, and they don't want to look at the individual circumstances.
My parents are honestly that way a lot of the times about people. He went to jail. He must be bad. And they're, you know, they're Christians. I don't understand. I think that your original...
Didn't Jesus, like, spend some time behind bars?
Well, and
Jesus talked about
forgiveness.
Yeah.
Jimmy, thanks, man. Appreciate the call tonight, and I definitely can understand where you're coming from. The only thing that's going to change that is I think maybe it could change in, like, the Free State Project. Like, if we can get enough compassionate people into office and somebody could put a bill forward that's... Because, by the way, felons can vote in New Hampshire. Some states you can't even vote as a felon.
That's so wrong.
So we've got at least one step in the right direction here in New Hampshire. It was that way before the Free State Project here. But maybe put some sort of legislation forward restoring felons' rights.
Yeah.
But it's going to take some compassionate people and being willing to get attention of these legislators and somehow shake the rest of them into understanding of, hey, these are human beings and you're hurting them after they've already been to prison, after they've already done all these things.
Yeah, and now they can't get a job or own a firearm, and it's really lumping people, it's lumping individuals into this big category of felons. What does that even mean? What even is a felony?
Yeah.
It's a wide range
huge
of
range.
Different, huge range of crimes. You know, people hear felony and they're like, oh, you must have robbed a bank or murdered somebody.
The supermajority of them have never harmed another person. Maybe they sold some drugs, or maybe they had a gun they weren't allowed to legally have, a sawed-off shotgun or something. They weren't doing anything with
it.
They
got a quote-unquote gun felony, but they just had it. But
or they made a stupid decision as a teenager, right?
Our co-host, Nobody, when he ran for governor, he was going to pardon every victimless crime in history, or victimless drug
crime. In New Hampshire history, at least.
In New Hampshire history, yeah.
It would have been nice if the media had given him some attention, but unfortunately they completely ignored his campaign, even though it was the most interesting campaign for governor.
It's ridiculous to think that people should be felons for having possessed drugs, and now they can't protect their family.
Yep. And it's crazy, too, because you could have done something when you're 18 years old, but now, as, like, an 80-year-old man, you're still paying for that.
It. Yep.
It's crazy.
Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
I just want to, you know, in a communist country, the medicine, healthcare is more preventative. So, like, a Russian doctor would prescribe, like, taking coral calcium because he gets paid the same amount of money no matter what.
Are you talking about in communist Russia, the state that failed, or are you talking about Russia today that is a mixed economy, a crony capitalist economy?
Well, the whatever Russian socialist communist government is, that from what I was told, is that they're getting paid the same amount of money, so there's no point in doing surgery or drastic procedures because you get the same amount
amount of money no matter what. So their health care is about preventing you from getting ill like a doctor's supposed to be.
Sir, where do you learn your information about communism? Because you always say you were told it. Do you read?
Well, you know, I haven't. When I was with the Communist parties, one of the Communist Party members have told me the medicine was more preventative.
I can't imagine thinking I'm so, you know, informed about a subject that I need to talk about every day just because somebody told me that, like, I would want to get to the source and find out real information. You can go to the library. You can use the computers there. I just don't understand why you call in saying something else. We're going to have to Google it to see if it's true or not. And you don't know if it's true or not because somebody just told it to you. You just, every day.
Well, I mean, if they're communist, they're part of the communist party group, and they have information that comes from the communist
country. It's called propaganda.
You're a communist and you don't have real information.
They're just lying to you. If communism was so great, then people would be clamoring for it. The people of Russia, the people of the Soviet Union, now it's Russia and the former Soviet states, but the people of the Soviet Union, when the Soviet Union was crumbling, they would have been saying, no, no, we have to keep communism. The medicine was so great. But instead, no, they wanted it to go away because people were impoverished and they were dying and the people there were absolutely not treated well at all. They were just dirt.
Why do you believe that? You know, they've all had five upstanding communist party groups in Russia.
I don't have to believe it. It's what happened. It's what happened.
He actually is reading a book about communist Russia.
The Soviet Union fell. If communism was popular, it would not have fallen. Huh?
They've had upstanding five communist parties the whole time. You claim that it's fell.
There's a communist party in the United States too, and they have no political power, at least not overtly. What are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, you know what? When I was in Boston, there was about seven communist socialist parties. Let me know about. That's why I call in every day because there are communist parties in.
Yes, I understand. Canada, there are people who are communists.
Okay, there's a Green Party. We're not a green country.
No, the Green Party has no political power in the United States whatsoever. The communist parties are even smaller than the Green Parties. Are even smaller than the socialist parties, the Socialist Workers Party, or whatever. I wish we had more time for you, Sarah, but we are out of it for tonight. Maybe we can talk about the Walmart coin thing tomorrow. Bonnie will be on with us on Thursday. Out of time for now, but we'll join you tomorrow online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com and try freedom.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.